بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. On the night before the day of Friday, Thursday night, which in Islam after Maghrib Salah is already the Friday, then there are a few things that all of us should try and bring in our lives, should try and do inshallah. On this night, du'as are accepted. Engage in du'a. Kindle the fervor for reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by sitting with our families, reading from the virtues of durood. Make a lot of istighfar on Thursday night. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you for your sins before even the Mubarak night sets in. Then there are some surahs that we can read with great virtue. Person that reads Surah Yasin, Allah will forgive him. Person that reads Surah Dukhan, Hamim, Dukhan, 25th para, just a few pages in the dua of contentments of heart, for the contentment of the heart, green book, it's there. Person's sins will be forgiven and Allah Ta'ala will build for him a house in Jannat. And then 70,000 angels also make dua for this person. So there's very, very great virtues that have been mentioned. And on the Friday, the most virtuous salah in the sight of Allah Ta'ala is the Fajr salah performed with Jamaat. So that is on the Thursday night. Come to the day of Friday, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever reads Surah Kahf on a Friday will be saved from all fitnas for 8 days. Even if Dajjal has to appear, Usima minhu, he will be protected from Dajjal. And whoever recites Surah Kahf, a special nur will be illuminated from beneath his feet till the skies, which will be a means of brightness for him on the day of Qiyamah, and he will be forgiven between the two Jumas. So each one on our checklist for the Friday, make sure that the Surah Kahf is on that list firstly, and make sure that we have a time allocated every Friday, that this is my time for reading my Surah Kahf. Try and do it as early as possible. Then many pious people have the habit of reading Salatul Tasbih on a Friday. We won't go into the details. The details are easily available now in posters, online, etc., of how to perform the Salatul Tasbih. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes. Many, many of the pious elders on the Friday, they come early for the Jummah Salah and they perform the Salah. So we should try and perform it inshallah. If not every Friday, then at least once a month, allocate one Friday and try and read the Salatul Tasbih. If a person can't do that much, there is another version that is referred to as the abridged Salatul Tasbih. Very, very easy, especially for the older people, the people that find it difficult. All of us can do this inshallah. It's called Salatul Tasbih As-Sughra, the small Salatul Tasbih. A hadith is reported from Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu that Hazrat Umm Salima radiallahu anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught a few words to her and said, if these words are recited in Salah, whatever dua is made thereafter will be accepted. The words to recite are as follows: Subhanallah 10 times, Alhamdulillah 10 times, and Allahu Akbar 10 times. Reciting these in the Salatul Tasbih Sughra has no fixed place for the recitation. So it's left to the choice of the Musalli to recite this Tasbih in whichever posture he wishes. He may also recite it after the Tashahud. So after the Qiraat or after the Tashahud or in Ruku or in the Sajda, 10 times Subhanallah, 10 times Alhamdulillah, 10 times Allahu Akbar, absolutely easy. Dua will be accepted thereafter. This is the abridged Salatul Tasbih. And very important to be protected from the rejected, protected from evil and from shaitan, from one Jummah to the next. All of us in this day and age of fitna should try and read this. Surah Ikhlas 7 times, Surah Falaq 7 times, and Surah Nas 7 times after the Jummah Surah. Before we even read the Sunnah, let us read Surah Ikhlas 7 times, Surah Falaq, Surah Nas 7 times. InshaAllah, Allah Ta'ala will protect a person from all evil from one Jum'ah to the next. And protection here means protection of one's family, one's wealth, all worldly, all dini affairs. So much of jealousy, so much of the evil getting sick and what is happening in the workplace because of this. people say black magic, thagati, and what. Read the Surah Ikhlas 7 times, Surah Falak 7 times, Surah Nas 7 times. InshaAllah, Allah Ta'ala will protect us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.